Hey, Zeus.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Zeus. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Nice to meet you, John. I'm doing good, thank you.
Nice to meet you as well. I'm one of the directors here. I know you were going over everything with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah, she did an amazing job.
Okay. She asked me to go over some pricing and details with you. Before I start throwing numbers at you, did you have any questions for me about the listing or how it works?
No, I don't have any questions right now. She did a
Okay.
great job explaining everything to me.
Okay, perfect. So let me see what I could do for you. She requested a new in-business credit, said you just started in 2023. Okay. Menomee Falls as well. Darien. All right, let me make sure I get the right service area for you. How many employees do you have?
Right now, let's see. I have 5 employees, and then on bigger jobs, I do subcontracting work with a family member, and
Okay.
then we just grab as many guys as we need for that day. So it can range from anywhere from 5 to 15, depending on the size of the project.
Okay. Well, we get Google verified, and then that's kind of like a promise that Google makes to the homeowners that the contractors they work with are good contractors, and have been screened. These guys that you're subcontracting to, like legitimate business owners, or they're just like
Yeah, no,
some.
legitimate business owners.
Okay. Let's see what I can do for you here. You already got your own website. That's good. Okay. We don't have to build you a site. And then you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you do well with that service?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's only been a few days, but I've been on the list since Sunday, so yesterday, and I've already gotten like 4 or 5 calls.
Wow. Okay.
But I'd
Yeah,
like
that's.
to keep expanding.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's a good sign. The reason that I asked is they actually are on the first page of Google for excavating contractors in this area. So that's how they
Yeah.
supplement a lot of the leads that they sell on that platform. It's almost like they're
That's
doing this
awesome.
and then they're just selling the lead to you, but it goes to a couple other people. So if you're able to land those jobs on there, that means that, you're doing a pretty good job selling the service or selling you to these people.
Thank
But
you.
yeah, with this, it's you don't have so much competition. They just call you live, so it's a different ball game, and you don't have the lead fees at all. We don't charge per lead or
Oh,
click or call.
that's even better.
Yeah, it's just a flat rate. I've worked with a lot of people who've used that. They tell me it's a lot better. Okay, so concrete flat work. I just want to make sure, because we list you for 15 different keywords at a time. Looks like we'll be able to cover everything that you have listed on your services page plus excavation. Okay. All right, let me see what I could do for you here. I got a pretty good idea. Looks like you're gonna need a very similar campaign to Landex. I don't know if you heard of those guys.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's Landex company, Leibsel, I don't know if that's how you say it, Leibsel Services, and then Superior Construction. Those are your main three competitors. But the major benefit to you is that we even have a listing open. The hard part about getting on Google is not so much the cost, it's the availability. So they only put three
Yeah.
verified contractors at a time. So, yeah, that's what makes it so beneficial is you don't have 100 guys up there. They only got a couple of trusted options to pick from. Those guys capitalize on 90% of the traffic, so they're basically putting you where 9 out of 10 people are gonna look. Okay, so there's a
Yeah.
platinum package bundle. I just wanted you to be able to see it. The platinum package bundle, it's designed for a new business. It's like an A to Z marketing campaign where we don't just do the Google submission, but we submit you to all Google's trusted partners. So it's like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. You'd even have Facebook ads. You'd be on top of Amazon Alexa and Apple Safari search engines. It's A to Z. I mean, we'd even include the website for you, but you already have the website. So, normally it's $5.99 for a new business, but because you already have your own website, and then I apply the, or it's normally $5.99, and then, wait, where's where is it? Oh, the new in business credit. Okay, so the new in business credit is going to drop it down to just $299, and then I'm waiving all setup fees on it for you because you already have the website. So you're only looking at $299 month to month with those discounts.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Let me create your Google business profile. We have to get you verified. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you a verification form. It's a three-step process. Mm-hmm. So you're going to fill out the form, and then there's a PIN that they're going to send to you in the mail called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get the little red dot mm-hmm. on the map kind of indicating where you are. What's the street address that I could send that to?
So you can send it to my East Troy location. So it's W4733 State Road 20. East Troy, Wisconsin.
State Road 20?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I found it. For some reason, the W's not in there. There's just a 4733 Wisconsin 20 in East Troy. You think that's it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, the W should be there. It's interesting. I mean, I have had a few issues just because it's a new house, but...
Let me make sure this is the right address, because this is the only one Google's given me close to your what you just provided. So, give me 1 second. Mm-hmm. Street View, 53120, right? It's the zip code?
Yep.
Okay. Let me check it out on Street View and make sure this looks right. Okay. There's a split road here.
It's on the corner. Should be Adams County Road J.
Yep.
And then Highway 20.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, one's curving left and one's shooting straight. Looks like Adams goes... Okay. All right, I got you. That's it. Yeah, so Google recognizes the address as 4733 Wisconsin 20 in East Troy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important because if you were to try to verify yourself and you submitted it wrong, they would just suspend it and then you have a whole bunch of headache. Yeah. What's your last name, Jesus?
Ortiz, O-R-T-I-P.
Okay. And you're the sole owner?
Yep.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
It would be A-E-T-H-E-R-D-E-V, one, the number, mm-hmm. at gmail.com.
Okay, and this phone number we're on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and how would you like the hours of operation listed?
Let's do 9 to 5.
9 to 5, okay. Okay, we're going Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Let's do Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And then Sunday, by appointment only or closed?
By appointment only.
Like that. Yeah, I just suggest that because there's a little green and red icon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, if it says closed on Sunday, that might dissuade them from calling. But you could always talk to them and schedule it for later if you leave it by appointment only. Stay green.
Yeah,
okay. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah, not card yet, but I'll work on that.
Okay, so cash check, no card. Okay, and then we're going to want to interview you, Jesus. Are you bilingual?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We like that. I get you a bilingual rep, and then if there's any extra keywords, we can maybe target some Spanish ones. Just depending on what Google Analytics says. Some areas, it's like you don't really get much traffic in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we want to do a client interview with you. Client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for a one-hour window in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions during that interview. What would be the best time for us to do the client interview with you?
Tuesdays or Thursdays, anywhere from noon to 5 p.m.
Okay. Sooner the better. So, I mean, I could lock you in for tomorrow between 12 and 1.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then we're also going to send you a text message reminder 1 hour prior to the appointment so you don't forget.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let me go ahead and schedule that now. Would you say you're pretty tech savvy? You can download our app and you'd be able to keep track of all the leads and everything, request reviews through there? Okay.
I would.
All right. I just got to ask, you know, you never know. Some people,
I understand.
You send it over and then they'll call you back 30 minutes later. What is this?
Yeah.
I'll still help you, but
I understand.
Your heads up. All right. And then you save. All right. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. There's going to be an account management team that's going to help me with fulfillment. So if you want something done quickly, it's always good to have a familiar voice. And then you go ahead and attach your website to the Google Business page. Give me one second here. And you own this domain, right? We don't have to worry about your website disappearing out of nowhere.
No, I own it. I actually used an app called Canva, but then I bought the domain.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, it's better when you own the domain. Some guys rent the domain or do like a year thing
mm-hmm.
where they pay every month, and then if you ever stop paying it, you lose all the content on it. It's like going backwards.
Yeah, I am going to update the website eventually, but I've just been saving up a little bit of money.
Okay.
Tax season.
yeah. Tax season's nuts. Well, one advantage to being a business owner is you get to write off a lot of things, though. So this being one of them, right? It's a business expense here, so you'd be able to write this off.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right. So I have business profile created, website attached, client interview scheduled. Okay. So I just got to secure the first month's payment. And then when I process this payment with you, it's going to automatically send you the Google verification form, a full outline of the agreement in writing for you to read through and sign off on. And then it's also going to have your username and password for your tracking system sent over. How did you want to secure the first month's payment?
Let's do it with a credit card. Do you guys accept American Express?
We do, but they do charge an extra fee typically. So they tell us to ask for a different payment method if you have it. But if you don't have anything else, then we could use it.
Yeah, what's the percentage, like 2%? Or what is the fee?
I think it's only like 3 or 4, but I know for Visa it's like 2. But the program already severely discounted, so I don't want to kind of take more off of that.
No, that's okay. Let's use the American Express card.
Okay. So we go Jesus Ortiz. And then does this have the business name on it as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and add this for you. And then the billing address is going to be the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah, W4733.
Okay. Wonder if I need to change it on here or if it'll just process with what we have for your verification form. I'll put the W in there just in case. And then same thing, East Troy, Wisconsin, 53120.
Yep.
Okay. American Express is a little different, as you know. It's got 15 digits on the front instead of 16 that you traditionally see. If you could read it from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Awesome. 3716.
3716.
78.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
78.
12.
67.
67.
61000.
61000. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0130.
0130. And then there's a 4-digit code on the front.
7635.
Okay. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as added form of protection for you. We're also going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. If I state anything in the voice verification recording that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your business today.
I understand.
All right. So you are on a recorded line, Jesus. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Ether Developments, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Jesus E. Ortiz Castro. Owner of Ether Developments, LLC.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you have to cancel anything or that you can't do anything else. We just don't want you to like duplicate any of your online listings or pay for something that you already have.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. With the discounted pricing structure, the first month's payment is going to be non-refundable just due to that rate. The payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is February 24th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted price of $299 for a platinum package bundle. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew every month at the discounted price of $299 on the 24th day. You may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue, please let us know before the next bill is due or before the 24th day of the month so we could stop the merchant processing from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I do want to run this by you, Jesus. You're not obligated to jump onto any of these, but I'm just going to throw them out there because they can save you money over time. Some business owners just operate that way. So we have these prepay options that you could do. There's a 3 month prepay that you could do. It's $700. That'll actually save you about $200 over the next 2 months. Or 3 months, excuse me. There's a 6 month option you could do for $1,300. That'll actually save you about $500 over the next 6 months with your current pricing structure. And then there's a, annual prepay that you could do for $2,500. And that'll actually save you about $1,100 over the next 12 months. Did you want to capitalize on any of these?
Not at the moment. If I change my mind, can I call you at a different time?
Yeah, you have my direct number and extension. So if you call me directly, I could always like prorate it for you and we could add the 3, 6, or 12 months.
Okay, yeah, that works.
Okay.
You send me a text, right?
Yeah, if you go to your text messages, yeah. If you could just confirm that, and then I'm also going to process the payment and it's going to automatically text and email you the outline of the agreement, your login credentials for your tracking system, and then directions to get yourself Google verified. The Google verification form.
Local splash from Graham.
Yeah, that's my direct number and extension. But the Google verification form is going to be inside your tracking system. So you'll actually log in to the tracking system, and then there's a section that'll say documents, and you'll go there, and then it'll ask you for like license, insurance, business registration, any of the required documents for your industry and area.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to want to fill out that form. That's like the only homework that you'll really have to do. It's just getting us the documents to have you verified and up and running. Once it's up and running,
yeah,
it's pretty easy. Answer calls, get good reviews. Try not to forget to request reviews when you guys are done. I know there's like long gaps between when you talk to them and first sell them to finishing the job. And then before and after photos is also a big one too. You want to continue to take those so we could update the Google business profile as we go.
Okay.
But that concludes the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with our Local Splash team today. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my direct number. We also have 24/7 customer service. You'll be able to find that number attached to every text and email that you get from our company. It's actually the same line that I've been texting you on. But I'll let you get back to your work day. Have a great day, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow. It's scheduled between 12 and 1 Central Standard Time.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. If you need anything, don't hesitate to call, okay? We've been around for 20 years, so we've been walking business owners through this process, get them up and running, and start generating clients as fast as we can.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Looking forward to working with you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at noon.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.